It's 91X, and I got to be honest with you, Miss Jennifer White. I've been talking about it all morning. I can't be more excited. We have in studio Dante, Randall, Jeff Anderson, Brian O'Halloran.
This is kind of surreal. This is just not right. Weird, right. I mean, I don't know. I mean, growing up watching your movie, Clerks, obviously, I just can't believe I'm in the same room with you guys and that you're actual, real, normal people
that
look
what
like
all
you.
All the girls say. Yeah. I can't believe I'm in a room with you.
Yeah, sorry to geek out like this.
It's just kind of like your friends. Like, you guys walked in the room and I'm like, hey, guys, what's up? How you been, man? Like, I feel like I know you guys.
I know you. Oh, no, we don't.
See, that always works now, you know, people in, you know, radio and stuff like that. It never works with, like, cops or loan officers at banks.
Strippers in Vegas.
It never seems to work out when you need it the most, you know?
So, obviously, you guys are on the road promoting a movie that I can't... Do we have an official release date for Clerks 2? Passion of the Clerks.
It is. The official release date is July 21st. Mark it on your calendar, July 21st.
We've been waiting, what, 10 years, right?
Yeah. And the name is now officially just Clerks 2.
What happened with the Passion of the Christ?
Passion of the Clerks, you know, was the type of thing that when Kevin put it out there on the web, he lives very much through the web and his website. And just the fan base just didn't really... kind of like they didn't take it too well.
I died when I read that.
Yeah, it was funny for the time, you know, after that whole media crazed fiasco of the whole first film that was Passion of the Christ.
Right.
You know, that's such a bomb. Then why'd you want to attach yourself onto that?
Yeah, there are so many other better movies out there to attach yourself. I mean, MI3, for example. How awesome is that movie?
Right. See, the three is what sold that one. That's why we're going with two. Just a number, I think, says it all.
Well, where does Clerks 2 pick up? I mean, is it 10 years later exactly?
Yeah, it's actually, from filming time, it's actually 12 years, but for movie magic, we call it 10 years later. And we just, we jump right in. 10 years later, we do another day in the life of these two nuts.
And how long has Kevin been working on the script?
I think he wrote the script fairly quickly. You know, we were supposed to... The actual filming itself got pushed a couple of times just for things that were coming up. I think all told, it got pushed almost over a year, I guess, before we actually started filming. But I don't think the script took that long.
Yeah, I mean, I think when Kevin got in his head that he wanted to do it, it came from when we were working on the 10-year anniversary of the first one. We were doing the 10-year anniversary DVD, and we were doing the extras, and one of which was putting the voices down to the missing scene at the funeral, which we intended to film when we first did the film, but we just couldn't get around the fact that a funeral home was just not up to us knocking a casket over with a body falling out. So instead, we decided to film it in an animated format, and that's what we did, and we were adding the voices. So after hearing us and play these characters again just in studio for that, he got to thinking he really wanted to go back to that love of the first film and started writing it and got it done fairly quickly.
And being a huge Kevin Smith fan and knowing what went into that first film, obviously Kevin, different stage of his career now than when he was funding the project on the credit card and you guys were shooting overnight in the convenience stores or whatnot. Was it kind of surreal seeing how your careers and everything had progressed over the years when it came to shooting the second installment?
Yeah, it was just, it was a whole different scene, being able to do your scene without clapping at first. Or scenes that I wasn't in, I didn't have to boom for Brian. So we actually had a few people around helping us out this time. That was kind of interesting.
Exactly, where the catering wasn't just going over to the snack counter and just grabbing a Twinkie or, you know, actually trying to lock the store where people are actually trying to get in to buy cigarettes and stuff like that.
You know, when we did the original Clerks, literally catering was just eating snacks off the shelf, but oddly enough, you had to write down what snacks you ate because they were still charging us for them.
Yeah. Oh my
God. So it was nice not to keep track of the food you were eating.
Exactly.
So the first Clerks cost about $2 to make, and this second one, what kind of budget were you working with? I mean, this is still a pretty small production though, right?
In Hollywood money, it's $2 to make.
Wow.
So, because it's only $5 million.
$5 million,
that's,
and we're coming out taking on the summer blockbusters. You gotta love the set on us.
So who are you guys going up against?
I think we're going up against Shyamalan's Lady in the Water.
Oh, go away. Come
which
on.
Is not our which is not our
yeah,
fan
rent
base.
The DVD. Who wants to go see those movies in a theater?
Okay, I wanna go see that.
Well, of course,
Shyamalan's,
I mean,
that's more of a DVD experience.
We too will have irony. Come on, come see us.
There's a special twist at the end.
We have spooky type of
rip off your head.
Jump out of your seat screaming.
You're really
in horror.
Praying mantises.
I see dead Dante.
See? Dead Dante.
Now you're giving things away.
Aww. Can you tell us about, for those who haven't heard the backstory with the new film, where does it start? And tell us about the ride that we go on with your characters and Silent Bob and Jay also making an appearance in the film. I know Jay was MIA for a couple of years. He's back in the fold, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. It pretty much takes place for the characters 10 years later. They were in their 20s in the first one, not knowing where their life was taking them and what direction they were going. And this one is they're now in their 30s, still not knowing where they're going. What happens in very early in the film is the Quick Stop and the RST Video that they both were working at burns down. For the most part, and they find their next obvious transition for employment is fast food.
Oh, not going to college and settling down or anything like that, going straight into the fast food industry.
Yeah, I think they really have a grasp on the counter, over-the-counter type of culture.
I think college would have been jumping the shark. We wanted to keep it real.
Jumping the shark.
In this fast food establishment, okay, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is one that's appeared in Kevin Smith movies before.
Yes, in what Kevin lovingly calls the View Askew universe. His production company's named View Askew, and that's what he calls the world. It's Movies, which I think made its first appearance in Chasing Amy, maybe, or Dogma.
Big
part of Jay and Silent Bob with the internet kiosk, which we once again have another internet kiosk scene, which is genius.
The only fast food establishment you can visit and surf porn while you wait for your burgers. You gotta love that.
What about cameos? Cameos. Kevin known for putting huge cameos in the film?
Absolutely. In his other films, there was tons of cameos. This is a lot less, actually. I think it would come down to like 3 or 4 at most. We have Jason Lee is in the movie for a scene. Ben Affleck's in the movie for a scene. We have Wanda Sykes in for another scene with this great other comedian by the name of Earthquake. And Kevin Weissman from Alias shows up in a very hilarious scene as well.
Any word on the soundtrack? Because I loved the original Clerks soundtrack.
I don't know if it was ever settled yet, but Clerks 2 has a great soundtrack to it. And there was talk of doing it. As of yet, I don't know for sure if it's been decided. I think it was like 80% that there was going to be a soundtrack. And it does really have some cool music in it.
I got to ask, we were looking at the bios and, you know, I was talking to Jennifer about specifically your work, Brian. One role in particular. Jennifer had never heard of the movie. I was given the movie, and it was like one of those things where it was passed to me like, dude, here, take this home and don't let other people view it. And the movie's called
Vulgar?
Vulgar! Vulgar. Tell Jennifer about Vulgar.
I don't know Vulgar.
So you obviously been down to Tijuana. No. Vulgar is a film produced, oddly enough, by Kevin, which is written by one of his best friends, Brian Johnson, written and directed, and also co-stars with me in that. And that's, if you ever see the logo on Kevin's earlier work, where it's this kind of transvestite male party clown, they actually, Brian Johnson always wondered, well, what would his story be? What would his story be about a transvestite party clown? And it's pretty much this story about a young man who's a clown for kids, a regular just birthday clown for kids, who is down on his luck for money and tries to find out a different way of making more money. And he comes up with this adult type clown. And it's the story about his first gig as this adult hired for like as a goof for like, you know, a bachelor party type of thing that terribly goes wrong when he gets assaulted. And in the worst type of assault you can think of.
I'm sorry, just watching her face as you tell this story is really priceless. This is one of those moments you need for TV.
That's
sort of jaw hanging open, looking at you, sort of...
Be afraid!
Yeah, where the blood is completely leaving her face.
It's really messed up.
Yeah, it's definitely a chick flick, I would say.
It's a real pick-me-up.
It like, totally is.
It's like that new Keanu Reeves-Sandra Bullock movie, much like that one.
Well, thank you so much for bringing up such a great one for
me. I'm Netflixing it.
Yep, there you go. Well, thank you so much for coming down, guys. We really appreciate it. It goes without saying that we are more than excited to see Clerks 2.
You're welcome. July 21st.
Be there or be...
Not there.
A transvestite clown.
Yeah, there you go.
At the M. Night Shyamalan movie?
No.
No!
I'm kidding.
You son of a...